Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Cine Gang. Hi, guys. Richie Zamora, the pickiest eater here. I'm here with Chef Sharwin T and Chef Ed Bugia. Oh, guys, ang dami nating chismis tonight, ah.
Chikahan?
Ang tanong, good mood or bad mood ba kayo dahil sa pag-uusapan natin?
Well, honestly, sa topic na to, being someone that creates content also, no, I can see kind of both sides of the story, di ba? Just the same way I'm sure you guys also have your own opinions on it. So let's get to the heart of our subject. Chef Char, kau bahala sa atin.
Well, so recently, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have already come across this, no? But music producer Benny Blanco released a couple of videos of him reviewing Jollibee food. And it was mostly the first video that really caused the uproar, no? Kasi the second video came like a few days later. So we'll talk about the second video later. But the first video featured him, among many things, is tasting the Jolly Spaghetti and then spitting it out. Because, quote unquote, it ruined his night. And the bad part is he spit it out onto the large plate of spaghetti. So basically, not only the people are mad, na not only did he do that disrespectful thing, but sinayang pa niya yung buong tray na he could have given to someone else who wanted it. And that wasn't the only thing na he negatively reviewed, no? In a medyo exaggerated way. He was talking about, kasi Jollibee US has adobo rice, so he was talking about how the adobo rice.
So he reviewed Jollibee in the US, tama?
Mm-hmm.
So he reviewed Jollibee in the US. He ordered a couple of food items. I don't know kung delivery or takeout, tama?
He ate it at home. And we don't, so a couple of things to add context, no, para talagang full disclosure. So first of all, he smoked something, so he was on a higher plane, so to speak. And then the other thing is it was at home, so we don't know how long the delivery was, or if he took it out pag uwi niya, it was like 30 minutes later, an hour later, we don't know. So I think those are contexts now we have to take into account when we talk about, you know, his review. Mm-hmm. But basically the controversy is well, you know naman how people will react if you have anything negative to say about Filipino food. But B, he didn't have to do it that way, no? So, and I think after we talk about this specific incident, I want to talk to you guys and ask your opinion about this. Kasi Benny Blanco isn't the first and he won't be the last Western person to do this to Asian food. So, but before all that, kayo, how did you guys react when you first saw it? Like, how did you discover the video? You know, like, did it appear on your FYP or your timeline, or did somebody show it to you?
Come on, Ed.
When I first saw the video, na-excite ako eh. Kasi I saw this guy in this, there's this really fun show that I've been watching, nakaka-tatlong season na. It's called Dave, no? It's on FX. He had a guest role in season 2, if I'm not mistaken, there as himself. So I already knew about Benny Blanco. I'm not one of those, sino ba yan? Sino ba yung nag-ano ng Jolly Spaghetti natin? I already knew about him kasi he played himself. He was this hotshot music producer who produced Justin Bieber. Ganun-ganun. Tapos di ko alam na he was dating Selena Gomez pala, no? So... Mm-hmm. Whatever, right? So na-excite ako. Sige, uy, anong gagawing video nito? But may hate daw. Sabay, he dipped the chicken joy in pineapple juice. Sabi ko, should I make a stitch and try it too? Diba? Sa TikTok, pwede may stitch. It might be fun. may pineapple juice din naman tayo dito sa Jollibee dito. Di ko alam kung same lang doon sa US. That was the first ano thing I saw. Then he got to the spaghetti. Then he spat it out. Then I was like, now I get it. Na pag-ano ako. I don't know. I think dun naputol yung clip na pinanood ko. I don't know what else he said about the rest the, of the food. The adobo rice. I don't know. I didn't see that na.
The adobo rice, he said, tastes like butt.
Oh.
Saka dry as F.
Oh. Eh, the thing is, he was in character, ha? Kasi that was how he played his character doon sa show. As himself, parang sabog lagi, patawa, makulit na producer. Pero pagdating ng music, henyo. Yung ganong klase na si Raulo. Mm-hmm. Yung sabog sabay henyo. He was playing himself. And you know how content creators play a character.
And also, he also mentioned at the start of the... Actually, at the very, very start of the video, you'll see a tail end na he was smoking something. And he did say na he smoked something. So I think...
And he stopped a few times. He stopped a few times to say, I need a smoke or something like that.
There were things that he liked. Yung chicken, di naman niya ayaw eh, di ba? It's the gravy lang ba? Nakalimutan ko lang. Yung gravy lang yata hindi niya feel.
Sinabi niya, soggy yung chicken. And then the gravy parang saves it. So that's why he was saying...
Ah, so baliktad. So he liked the gravy.
Yeah. So parang he said parang the gravy hides it. Kumbaga, you put anything with this gravy, it's gonna be good.
Okay, so I saw the video. Yeah, I saw the video. I'll keep my answer short and simple. It's just right to say it. It's how he did it. Na parang, syempre, may pagka... I don't know if he really knew he was really Pinoy baiting because I researched on him. I read up on him. He has a stepmom who's Filipina.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah. So parang ako, okay. So you knew what you were gonna do. You knew that the reaction you were gonna get. Did you really do this as yun nga? The term for this is really Pinoy baiting. Nagpa-Pinoy baiting ka ba talaga? Did you know you would get this reaction? I'm sure he knew. I never saw an apology statement or video. Even if he did, yun naman style nila, di ba? Of course, nakaka-insulto. Yun yung knee-jerk reaction ko na parang grabe naman to. But is this? I don't know, man. I'm torn here. Is this my Filipino pride speaking up for me? Or I've seen worse, honestly. Diba? If I've done the same, man. I mean, I don't know if I've said this in previous episodes of the podcast. I went to Beijing. Kinakain ako ng mga silkworm, ng mga scorpion. Yung mukha ako, mas matindi pa dyan. I didn't spit it out. Pero yung mukha ako talaga parang,
But that's the line that you never crossed. Eh. Hindi mo siya dinura sa harap ng camera.
At saka ito pa yun. Worm yun. Saka scorpion. Hindi naman spaghetti. Di ba? Medyo parang
saka
ginawa
akong... Dinura. Yun lang yun.
Hindi ko dinura.
Tapos na. That's the
parang
line.
Parang ano lang eh. Ginawa akong Pumba eh. Dun sa China eh. Di ba? Yung kinakain ni Pumba. Ako na matata. Yum. Di ba? Ganun eh. But yun, syempre, parang ako, dapat di mo na dinura. Pero yung Chicken Joy, pag tinopak ako one of these days, gagawa akong stitch video. Sawsaw ko sa pineapple juice. Oh, okay nga. You don't have to be high to enjoy it. Yun. Sorry, Spotify, don't censor us. We're saying hi. So, yun. Yun yung reaction ko. Parang, eh, sana hindi na lang. There are better ways to say na hindi okay. Kayo?
Well, ako, it's exactly what you said kasi, Edith. I don't know him, but I could see when I was looking at his other videos, it's exactly what you said. It's really his brand. He likes to be known as the envelope pusher, the weird zany guy that'll say outrageous things. You know, more for shock value talaga. And being a like similar to you, no? to your silkworm story, but being a picky guy that I like what you guys said. I've never spit out anything in front of a camera or in front of someone who cooked the meal, because I know that's the ultimate insult. No, I agree that I agree that man, he was over the top, but I also feel that it was deliberate. that he was trying to get a reaction out of people. He was trying to go viral. He was, you know, it was deliberate. And as a content creator, I also get torn because when what you said, diba, tama ka in the sense na what he did wasn't proper etiquette, diba? It's not proper etiquette talaga. It was bastos, if we will, diba? However, it's hard to hear when I find it difficult when people say he could have acted, you should have done this. You know what I mean? Like, you're dictating the guy's content, diba? So, because I've had that said to me. Na you could have said it in a nicer way, or you could have said it, you know, basically, okay, so do I clear my content with you henceforth? Diba? Like, perfect stranger from the internet? Diba? You know what I mean? So it was, it's just a little bit of, how do you say it? A little bit conflicting for me as a Filipino and B, a content creator, diba? Looking at it at both ends. Like, I really didn't know how to react. I understand that that's his character. He was trying to be over the top. It was his personal preference that he didn't like the food. I don't like what he did, but you know, as a content creator, you do what you can to get views, and he succeeded in that aspect. But something that comes to mind is, I don't know if you guys remember when McDonald's had buffalo wings here. I specifically remember it because they tapped me to make a video. And I made a video for it. When we tried the buffalo wings, it was good. It was quite spicy. But the Filipino market didn't seem to like it. And I found it strange. No, this is way 2016 or 17, something like that.
Mm.
It was a long time ago. It was quite a few years back. 2017, I believe. But the funny part was, they were making lait the McDonald's. Weird kasi yung mga Amerikano kumain eh. Hindi ko nagustuhan. You know what I mean? And I didn't see someone from Buffalo. You know what I mean? Go like, hey, how dare you? That's my, you know what I mean? They've tried to defend their chicken or something. You know what I mean? It's like, and the comments that I saw in Benny Blanco's feed from other Filipinos were, there were some saying, ba't kayo galit? Di naman kayo may-ari ng Jollibee. Ba't kayo galit? Di naman kayo nagluto. Eh kung hindi niya nagustuhan, ano magagawa natin? Bilyonaryo na yung mga, hindi naman kayo yung mawawala ng, isang tao lang yan. Hindi magsasarang Jollibee dahil lang kay Benny Blanco. You know what I mean? That's the way that they were saying. It's just that, I guess it's the Filipino pride thing. We don't have, sadly, a lot of things in the world that we are proud of. And Jollibee, truth be told, is one of it. Because one of the things that we are proud of, because it's penetrating the global market. Right? So, we kind of do take ownership of it. But at the same time, just the same way, every international brand at one way or another has been bashed or it's gotten scrutiny from people. We need to be able to kind of accept criticism no matter how harsh and no matter how, let's say it's not coming from a sincere place. No? Let's say it was there just to provoke reactions. I guess not. We need to learn how to deal with it a little bit more gracefully, especially in the age of content creation.
Yeah, so for me, I think sa akin, it's a simpler reaction for me. No? So sa akin, I don't care. Actually, I didn't know honestly who he was. But honestly, I didn't care even after I knew who he was. Sa akin, you can hate anything, any dish, any Filipino dish, you can hate it. That's fine. I don't really care. Yeah, kagaya nga nasabi ng yung kinawento mo, Richie, diba? There are comments like, one person's opinion is not going to destroy a cuisine. It's not going to destroy a multi-billion peso in business, right? Sa akin, yun lang. The line that you cannot cross is to disrespect the food, right? You can hate it without disrespecting it. And I know we have liberty to create our own content. We can say it however we want it. We can present it however we want it. But syempre, there's a line that you really shouldn't cross. Kumbaga parang nuance yan eh, di ba? May levels. May levels ka na dapat hindi i-cross. Like for example, if you hate on a dish and you use hateful language, that's one line, right? So that's, let's say, third tier, kumbaga. So if you cross the third tier, okay, may magagalit sa'yo, pero hindi lahat ng tao magagalit sa'yo. But then there's the second tier, di ba? Yung tipong, pinahiya mo yung small business. Okay, that's a second tier, di ba? Kumbaga, people will not like it because it's a small business and, you know, you need to support small business. And then there's the first tier, which is dinura mo yung pagkain. Diba? So that's basically nambastos ka na talaga. So I think it's just tiers. Like he crossed the first tier, which is something you shouldn't do. So sa akin, yun lang yun. I've had issues with... Kasi he mentioned yung fries ng Jollibee. So, I have my issues with Jollibee fries also. To be perfectly honest, like I think it's too soft. It's not crispy enough for me, and that's especially poignant for me this week because I'm R&Ding fries for a job I'm doing. So, syempre lahat ng manner of fries pinag-aaralan ko ngayon. So significant sa akin yung malambot na fries. But so I agree with him in that aspect. So sa akin, it's just there are tears you don't want to cross, yung spitting out food. So I'm going to use this as a segue because I want to ask you guys opinion about this. No? Because like I mentioned earlier, si Benny Blanco is not the first and he won't be the last. But I find it very curious because unless hindi lang dumadaan sa timeline ko. But isn't it funny na a lot of these spitting out food because it's Kadiri videos are done by white people? On Asian food. Like, I haven't seen Asian people eating Chick-fil-A and then dinudura nila kasi hindi masarap. You know what I mean? Like, it's a... Tama kayo, it's content eh. It's content. There's a whole genre on these platforms of Western creators trying, quote-unquote trying, and then spitting out, like, century egg, raw marinated crab, Jollibee, balot, di ba? And so parang sa akin, wait lang, bakit lahat Asian food? Like, what's up with that? Like, parang may nanonotice na ako na trend. Like I get that it's content, the rage farming. Kumbaga, they want the rage para they have more views. Pero parang ako, teka lang, may napapansin na ako. Diba? Kumbaga, like, there's this creator, for example, that was made a big show out of sobrang baho daw ng century egg. Ay, parang wala namang amoy yung century egg.
Oo nga.
So anyway, pinipeel pa lang niya, ang baho na, tapos naduduwal na daw siya. Tapos kumagat lang siya ng konti. As in konti, he didn't even bite into the yolk. Tas nasuka na siya. And this is all on video. And then somebody, and syempre the internet is undefeated, somebody found a video of him 2 years prior trying the century egg. And he said it was fine. So kumbaga, nahuli na siya na he was really faking it. Kumbaga, this is really for content.
Yeah.
Diba? So for me, now that we know these things happen, like tayo, kasi we create content, we all know, right? How do we decide if to let it go or to not let it go? Kasi syempre, there's a certain point na you have to defend, like you said, Filipino pride, right? There's a certain point na kailangan na rin i-defend yung pagkain natin. But we also know na, teka lang ha, nagbe-bait to eh. Right? So how do we decide on, do we go on the attack or do we just ignore?
Ako, I'll be honest with you. You won't gain anything by trying to attack Benny Blanco because food is not his forte. It's not his bread and butter. It's music. This is just fun for him. he pinagta- I'm pretty sure he's reading all the comments. Pinagtatawan niya lang tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, not, yung mga Filipino. I mean, he pinagtatawanan niya lang because it, to him, it's all it's meaningless. It's no skin off his back because he's a music producer. Mm. He's a music producer.
He's probably high right now, just
exactly.
Watching.
Yeah,
just
check out all these guys are pissed off, man.
Yeah. He'll call his Filipina stepmom, hey mom, check this out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Diba? So, in this particular situation, unang-una, the guy doesn't really already seem in his right mind. So, kung papatulan mo pa yung taong ganun, parang that's already a losing cause. And then second of all, what exactly are you gonna boycott Benny Blanco, his music? I mean, you're gonna stop following his whatever albums he helped produce, you know what I mean? If you want to unfollow him on TikTok or whatever, you're more than welcome to, but it's not gonna affect him at the end of the day. It's not gonna leave a dent to whatever legacy he has. But to him, it's really just the way I see it. Nagtitrip lang talaga yung tao. Sabog lang siya. Nagtitrip lang. And it was just, I'm sure he's tripping out right now na he got a reaction from so many people and he got so many views.
Here is a sampling of the songs for artists he has written and produced. You wanna boycott? Ed Sheeran, Don't, and Castle on the Hill. Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. Major Lazer, Cold Water. Maroon 5, Moves. Like Jagger. Don't Wanna Know, Payphone, Maps, Animals. Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, California Girls. Rihanna, Diamonds, Kesha, TikTok, Tayo Cruz, Dynamite, Wiz Khalifa, Work Hard, Play Hard, Gym Class Heroes, Lil Dicky, and Tori Lanez. So, guys, if you want to boycott him, you want to stop listening to these people he's written for. So he's obviously unhinged. You know, artist type. Diba? Yung parang, sikat tayo. I'm famous anyway. I'm a billionaire anyway off of these people's singing my songs. Diba? Yung mga sinulat and produce niya. So, he doesn't give a flying F about us, to be honest.
Does not.
Annoyingly.
I agree with you guys. But I have a little bit of a counterpoint. So I'll bring it up now. So in his second video, nag-review ulit siya ng Jollibee. And then he tried ulit? The spicy chicken. After. That's why it's very suspicious, diba? Dahil, teka lang ha, napansin ba niya na maraming galit? Or sinabihan siya ni Selena Gomez na, teka lang, image ko to ha. So he reviews fried chicken sandwich.
What he did was that, not only did he review the fried chicken sandwich, but parang kumuha siya ng iba't ibang mga Filipino dishes
from different
restaurants nearby.
Yes.
Whatever.
So it's really Pinoy baiting. It's really Pinoy baiting.
Yeah.
But he did say na he really loved the spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay. He called it a 10 out of 10. He called it, said it was a 10 out of 10.
Pero yung again, the same OA reaction na sobrang sarap, and then he wants to take back the bad things he said, blah blah blah, something like that. So I think there's truth na he can survive this because he's such a huge artistic star. But at the same time, I think he also recognized na may slight power pa rin yung people in that sense. Kaya medyo bumawi siya ng konti with the chicken sandwich.
I agree. Because I think being that he mentioned something like Cora, the name yata, Cora was the name of his stepmom, di ba? He acknowledged that he grew, like, or he's familiar with Filipino food because of his stepmom. Right, and so that would give me the impression that this is an assumption that he might have like a small number of Filipinos around hovering around him that might be telling him that you pissed off a lot of people, and so I guess that was his kind of walk back a little bit or someone must have told him, diba, you know, why didn't you try the fried chicken sandwich? Whatever. You might have liked that, diba? It's funny because there was this another TikToker who I don't think he was Filipino, but he definitely was Asian. I don't remember the name. I didn't get to see it. But he posted a video counterpointing Benny Blanco, saying,
is it the girl?
It was a guy. And he was in his car. And he goes, I'm everything that Benny Blanco ordered, I ordered right now. Mm. And he showed that he started his review by saying that the first thing that I saw wrong was that you seem to be at home. And the reason why we TikTokers, you see us do a lot of our reviews in the car is because we want to try to review it as fresh as we can. So if it means having to review and eat it in the car, that's what we do. He showed the fries. They were really crispy, and the crunch was. I was surprised. I haven't heard Jollibee fries even here in the Philippines
ever
that
yes.
I eat be that crunchy. But the crunchiness was amazing. And he ate the spaghetti. He said, "Yeah, it's sweet, but if you know the Philippines, that's how they like it. It's very festive for them. It's for parties." And he showed he did a demo of biting into the chicken, which was also incredibly crispy. Diba? Again, it was a nice defense to show where the flaws of Benny Blanco's review was. But again, if you read the comments, it's like everyone was saying he doesn't care. He's not a food reviewer. He's a music producer. Yeah. He did it. He did it for fun, etc. He was telling you. It's like talking to a wall. It's pointless. It's really pointless.
Okay, I have a question ngayon sa inyo that might prove controversial later on, but it's a point na I want to bring up, and I trust you guys na trust your guys' opinion. Kaya I'm gonna bring it up with you guys. So obviously, when something bad happens on the internet, right, like this, there's going to be like you mentioned, a flow of creators that will post counterpoints.
Right.
So any controversial issue, when something bad happens, there's a stream of creators that will counterpoint, right? So I've had this really long standing thought na how trustworthy are the sentiments of these people that counterpoint? Right? Kasi it's low-hanging fruit, diba? Like we said, obvious naman yung ginagawa ni Benny Blanco. Obvious naman na mali yung ginawa niya. But we also know what he's trying to do. So if you create, you know, videos to condemn his behavior or to defend, in this case, defend Jollibee, that's low-hanging fruit, right? Like everybody knows that's correct.
Right.
So do you really need to do that? Or kumbaga parang ginagawa mo ba to kasi sumasakay ka sa kasikatan ni Benny Blanco? Or do you really in your heart want to defend Filipino food? Yun lang yung, it's controversial kasi you're doubting people's intentions. Napaisip lang ako because, I mean, you know, sabi nga ni Ed, he isn't the first person to not like something Filipino.
Yeah.
But now there's like 10 to 20 videos na lumalabas sa timeline ngayon of condemning him or trying out Jollibee and saying no, this is, you know, and then merong maglalabas ng mga this is the ganyan talaga yung Jollibee, diba? Defending it, ganyan. So sa akin, teka lang ha, parang naging cottage industry din yung naghahanap lang kayo ng taong nagkamali tapos para you'll make content, sasakay ka sa kasikatan ng nagkamali.
Yeah, you call that in the industry, but you call that trend jacking. Sasakay ka talaga sa kung what's the hot issue. You find a way to insert yourself if it means giving your opinion. Is it? I don't want to say naman that it's insincere. You know what I mean? But that is a big part of the goal. Is to ride on the popularity of that video, especially when it's if you search it like that. How did I find that that Asian guy that I was talking about. Is that when Ed brought up the Benny Blanco video, I went straight to TikTok and I typed Benny Blanco. Benny Blanco's video came up, as did that guy.
Mm.
A few of the ones that were creating reaction videos and response videos to what he made. Diba? Intent, it's hard to, you know, it's hard because everyone is different, right?
I can't condemn people for doing that, diba? I'm just saying napapansin ko lang na ganun nangyayari.
Personally, I've wanted to make a few response videos to not Benny Blanco. That one I felt it wasn't worth making patol, diba? It was a specific one. I think I mentioned you that this female TikToker said this is parang a public service announcement to tell food bloggers to shut the F up.
Yeah. Okay? I saw that.
And again. Then because grabe daw mag-hype daw, and then they went to try a restaurant and hindi naman daw ganun kasarap. So a friend of mine who's a TikToker, I think you've seen him, Crew Kachu. He actually made a very good response video to it.
Mm.
Diba? He was just saying that basically when content creators create their videos, it's based on their experience.
Yes.
And they're not trying to invalidate anyone else's experience. Diba? Mm. This is what I experienced. If you had a bad experience there, then by all means make a video about it. It's within your right. But just because you had a bad experience, diba? The world doesn't revolve around you. Diba? So, but personally, I wanted to make a response video to that, but I decided not to na lang because what Crew said was quite, he put it very diplomatically, and I don't think I would have been as nice as he was. I would have been a lot more condescending and sarcastic because the girl was really annoying. Sorry, the girl's voice is really annoying. And yun pa, to say, you're saying, Ed.
No. I mean, for me naman, it's just the nature of the beast. Eh. That's really how it is. It's not really, are people ganging up on Benny Blanco because it's uso or cool or hot to do so or trendy to do so. It's just really the nature of the beast. People will make content and will make counter content. They will react. Ako, minsan, I get brain fart posts. I make brain fart posts also. I remember particularly a few months ago, MMFF. Nag-post ako nung ano, sabi ko, guys, you know, you can watch MMFF without making a review. Ah. Kasi yung timeline ko, puro ano, review na MMFF.
Mm.
Kasi ako, ano eh, parang lahat na lang, parang pangit na ano na to, tas ito sobrang ano. Wala lang, I thought I'd be witty saying that. May kumalabit sa akin na producer na ano, friend ko, dun sa comment section, sabi, Ed, you know what? Their reviews are to get more people to watch naman eh, kahit negative review eh. So, pabayaan mo. Right. Pagka mga restaurant naman rine-review, di ba, ng mga tao, eh, it should be fair game. So, movies also can be reviewed. So, sabi ko, well, true, you know. So, may mga ganun. It's really the nature of the beast. If people wanna react, they will. Tayo siguro, we're just too old too lazy to make our own. But we are making this podcast in reaction to it.
Right.
Diba? We're recording this. So, yeah, it's the nature of the beast, man.
Yun lang. I don't even know if there's a side to choose or something. Napansin ko lang na it's become this... tama yung sinabi mo, Ed. Like, it's a... There's a post, there's a counter post, and then there's the counter to the counter post. So, parang ako.
But we cannot bully people into liking something they don't.
Yes.
That's one thing we shouldn't do. But that's one thing we shouldn't do. Like, I've been to countries na parang ano to? Itong kinakain ko. But, you know, no one should be bullying me saying, ayaw mo, okay kaya yan, di ba? Di ba? Our favorite topic, balut. Don't force foreigners to like balut. Right. If even some Filipinos don't like it and don't eat the sisiu. So yun lang. Ang sa akin, it's not gang up on him. I mean, I don't know, man.
Is it a fight worth fighting for? He didn't like.
Yes. Diba? See, you know what I mean? This is why I brought up the point. Like gets ko yung, for example, like if it's a hateful statement, right? Like if it's a racist statement, if it's something about, a misogynist statement or something like that.
Yeah,
I understand why counterposts are needed because you need to dispel that rumor, you need to dispel the hateful behavior. But yes, if it's a food review and they don't like the food, just let them be because everybody has their wala namang hindi naman siya parang it's not hating on something. It's just a personal opinion on a movie or
Correct ka dyan, Shara. Kasi there is a, the past few days, there is a socio-political topic trend right now on TikTok regarding Koreans and Filipinos. Did you guys see that?
Hindi ko pa nakikita yun.
Okay. Now, it's very racist. And I from the Korean friends I know and the people who know the Korean culture, they're a bit racist. Sorry, I hope we don't have any Korean regular listeners here.
There's a cultural, how would I say this? Mismatching.
Yeah,
I don't know how to.
They're extremely homophobic. They're extremely racist. And yun nga, parang may humirit na Korean na parang, I don't get you Filipinos parang super obsessing on K-pop idols. Parang you guys are weird. You guys are, bakit? We don't want you Filipino. Parang very, talking down. There's a socio-political aspect na to it. And may mga lumalabas din na mga thread na parang, oh, you're half Filipino? Oh, siguro, your mom was ganyan, no? Ganyan. Tapos yung Korean lalaki, mayaman, no? Ganyan siguro, no? Parang may ganun na insinuation lagi. Sabi ko, yun ang mas, I think, dapat in-depth pinag-uusapan. Na parang, teka, kasi there's already deeper socio-political aspect to that kind of topic.
Yes.
Food, on the other hand, as much as food is political, food is social, it's still a whole matter of taste and preference, guys.
Yes.
Diba? Bingo. So, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I would... It's just not the topic for our podcast, but yeah, that it's goes very deep, no? Kasi as someone who's dove into K-dramas and worked with the Korean Cultural Center, parang there are cultural issues there na. Syempre, as you get to know the country more, you get to know the culture more, may realize, no, wait lang, this isn't a thing I thought they were doing, right? But with food, you're right. It's like, nagustuhan mo ba? Hindi mo nagustuhan? Yun lang, di ba? I think sa akin... Wag mo na lang durain. Yun lang na sa akin.
Maniwala kayo, the next few days, bago na yung news cycle, one of the Paul brothers sinabi, kaya niya knockout daw si Manny Pacquiao. yung boxer, one of the two, or parang ba silang boxer?
No, lang. Yung isa is a WWE wrestler.
Oh, kung sino yung boxer, sinabi niya, just today na, one-on-one, Pacquiao, kaya ko yan. Sang sapak lang. As in, so, they love Pinoy baiting. They know it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I want to... I don't want to go all negative. I want to tell you guys a heartwarming story that's related to the topic. So, there's a couple of... Like, I think they're brothers or friends. No? They're Italians. And they made a video... parang basically condemning the Filipino spaghetti because it's not real spaghetti. Mm. That's usual, right? Like we hear that all the time. But apparently there was a Filipino creator that responded to them. And nagkwento tong Filipino content creator about, as in, ang lalim na, like dinala na niya yung history ni banana ketchup. Yung World War II banana ketchup and Maria Orosa. So medyo he went there. So apparently these two creators, so medyo natauhan sila, they went to a Jollibee. Because remember, there's Jollibee in Italy, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
But they don't call it spaghetti. I think I discussed this before. They're forbidden by the Italian, not tourism board, the culture.
Food
culture ganyan, they are forbidden from calling it spaghetti because it really isn't Italian spaghetti. Yeah.
So these two guys, they tried it. Now, kayo na mag-decide kung natakot lang sila sa response or they were being honest. But when they tasted the spaghetti, they were like, oh, there's a nice spice in there. But it's too sweet for us.
Mm.
Pero hindi nila dinura and they ate more than one bite. So ibig sabihin, naintindihan nila yung konsepto. Hindi lang nila gusto and feeling nila for them, it's still not spaghetti. Pero kumbaga, they came away respecting our Filipino spaghetti. So I thought that was a much happier story to
di naman to heartwarming. Kala ko naman, sabi mo heartwarming. Napaisip ako, bakit?
May ako din, kala ko it was a triumph of the human spirit.
Bakit hindi pa siya heartwarming na finally may na-convince tayong Italiano? I mean, pag ako, I'm waiting for the day na, you know, Italians will finally accept pineapple on pizza, for example. ganun ako kababaw ngayon. Kahit na anong kwento na masaya sa pagkain eh, na nawawarm na ang heart ko. But now I want Filipino spaghetti na ngayon tuloy.
But me, truthfully, I enjoy Jollibee spaghetti. I enjoy it very much.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it talaga. The chicken, you'll be surprised. I like it, but I don't think it's really up there in my favorites fried chicken.
I have to say, lately, it's really not as... Parang the sizes are varying. So maybe
especially now that... especially now that there are so many players when it comes to fried chicken already, diba?
But the gravy, I don't know why. I love Jollibee gravy.
But
I will go down fighting na ang greatest creation ng Jollibee is yung yellow sauce nila on the Jolly Hotdog. That is the greatest thing they have ever invented. Like, iinumin ko yun pag binigyan nila ako ng isang tub nun. So if you're listening, Jollibee, send me a tub of that.
Ako naman yung ano, my favorite item on Jollibee would be the tuna pie and I love the fried chicken sandwich. I really, really love the fried chicken sandwich. Yun.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Not the new one. I don't like the new one. The small one.
I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it.
I tried it kasi I was hungry and I was on a stupid diet. It's like, this is small enough. Pagkain ko, nye. It's like one of those, it's not a fried chicken. It's a chicken
patty. Chicken fillet sandwich.
So it's like horse meat.
Parang McChicken. Parang ganun.
Yun. Parang, parang
closer to McChicken. Closer to the chicken fillet.
Yeah, wasn't a big fan of that when I tried it. Pero yeah, agree sa chicken sandwich.
Yun, meron pa naman yun, di ba? Kasi magpapanik na ako.
Meron pa nga spicy eh.
May spicy.
I
like the original.
Really good,
I-hot sauce mo na lang. Kasi si spicy, parang di po too much gochujang, I think.
Okay.
Parang yun ang gochujang. Okay. I feel it. Kasi alam mo naman yung bean paste flavor ng gochujang eh. Parang yun. So yun guys, Benny Blanco, hindi naman daw siya kaano-ano ni Jackie Lou Blanco.
How long were you waiting to pull that?
Hater, lover of Jollibee, we don't know, but we know how the claws of Jollibee works. I'm sure they got to him na rin and said, hey, we're gonna give you a ton of food and you're gonna like it, Mr. Benny Blanco. So... I'm sure he's a fan by now. He should visit the Philippines, especially if his stepmom is Filipina. He's a hotshot producer. Filipinos love their music. Get to know the culture. I think a lot of people, maganda yung sinabi na isang content creator na yan eh. It's sweet because it's made out of banana ketchup and that's the only thing we had before during the war, no, and all that. I'm not too sure of the history of banana ketchup. Mm. But that's all there is to it. That's why it's sweet. That was our base, no? And hot dog because it was cheaper than real meat. So Mr. Benny Blanco, there are a lot of cultural nuances to this. Hopefully you could experience it properly. You cannot impose on people to read up on everything they eat. Na parang, ay, pangit to, di ko type. siguro dahil ano nung war, hindi pwede ganun
right.
Eh. Right. Diba? Sometimes people will react based on face value and we have to accept it. As a culture, as a country, our hyper-patriotism cannot be only for Jollibee. It has to be also for yung sino hinahalal nyo pag-eleksyon.
Yun.
It has to be,
mm-hmm.
Diba? It has to be for yung with what China is doing to us right now, yung sa, ano, sa Philippine Sea. Ganun dapat ang hyper-patriotism. Hindi dahil someone spit out our beloved Jolly Spaghetti. So that's it. That has been another wonderful, beautiful episode from the Boys of the Cine Gang. Guys, may short commercial kami. Our very good friend of the podcast and, you know, the Cine Gang, si Spank Enriquez, is going through some medical troubles right now. Please support the upcoming fundraisers. There are dinners. There are, I believe, the original chef of ADB, si Chef Chris, is selling his crinkles. And a portion of the proceeds will go to our friend Spanky's medical bills also. Please, hopefully you could support them. Keep the donations coming. We love you, Spanky. We really miss you. And there, if you guys want to donate, please hit up any of us three. We will connect you to how you could help out. So there, this has been another episode of the Cine Gang. This is Chef Edward Bugia saying goodbye in behalf of my fellow gang members, the pickiest eater in the world, Richie Zamora, and Chef Sharwin T. And that's it for now. Thank you and bye.
Bye.
Bye.